Hello and welcome to Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today we hear from Father Don Gergen in the United States. Father Don is a preacher, teacher, lecturer, and author who lives in St. Louis, Missouri. And his preaching is entitled, I Desire Mercy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. We have here one of those Sabbath stories in which Jesus asserts his authority, but even more so indicates, as he does in another place, that the Sabbath was created for us, not we for the Sabbath. And thus, at the heart of the whole notion of Sabbath rest is the compassion of God. And so the intriguing line in our gospel today is God's saying, and here Jesus is quoting from the Hebrew scriptures, our Old Testament, his scriptures, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." What does it mean to say that God desires mercy? Mercy looms large in the teaching of Jesus, the compassionate one. What about ourselves? If we are created in some ways as images of God, to be like God, in what ought our mercy consist? God says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," as if there's nothing that comes before mercy, nothing more important than mercy. Pope Francis beautifully has highlighted this theme in recent years, putting mercy once again at the core of the gospel, at the center of Christian teaching, as that teaching of Jesus, which is at the heart of the matter, as to what our discipleship is always about, what his life was about, that Jesus indeed, in fidelity to his Heavenly Father and his knowledge of the scriptures, led him to desire to be merciful as his Heavenly Father, Abba, is merciful. Pope Francis challenges us with this core teaching of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Yet we so often try to, in some ways, limit God's mercy. We may not be able always to get our heads wrapped around how mercy and justice work themselves out. Perhaps we do have to leave that to God to work out, but what God is saying is mercy comes first. And either the mercy of God is infinite or it is in some way limited. But it's very difficult for any of us to say that God's mercy is limited. That would be to say finite. like our mercy necessarily, because we are limited creatures, but we aspire to be like God, to be as merciful as God is merciful. What is mercy? It isn't simply forgiving without, in some ways, seeking a deeper level of reconciliation. It is desiring, of course, the good and the well-being of the other. It does desire justice for all. Yet, in the end, the bottom line is to be merciful, as God is merciful, as the Gospel of Luke states it. Mercy in the Latin is misericordia, the roots of which suggest that mercy is having a heart, cordia, cordis, a heart for the wretched, for the poor, for the outcast, for the suffering, those who are among the unfortunate. In our world today, and even within the church, there are so many ways in which our hearts at times may not go out to those most in need. And yet this is the direction of Jesus' own life, that he has come indeed to serve. And so although we ponder in the gospel today those varied ways in which Jesus seems to challenge the Pharisees who want to limit God's mercy, what he basically is seeing is here is an opportunity to teach those who would hold back. What I desire is mercy, not sacrifice.